Happy Monday. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is a pretty like exciting, fun Monday for no other reason than the weather has been so nice the last 3 or 4 days. We've had like 70 degree weather, shorts, dresses. We actually went to the beach yesterday. So very, very like in good spirits. It very much feels like, oh, finally. We don't even have a harsh winter here. Like I'm spoiled, but it felt nice to be out in the sun. It felt really like nourishing and just like, I don't know, what my soul needed. So I hope you have some good sunny weather this week too. So we are on episode 131. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about one thing that will change your birth experience for the better. And spoiler alert, it is not a quick tip trick. It is not the instant gratification, instant cart version of your birth, which is another podcast episode. But as with everything in life, right, the quick fix isn't it. But this is one way that is going to kind of get you all the tricks, right? The one thing that you can do that is going to give you a really great birth experience, regardless of how your birth turns out. This is not your average birth podcast because you are not the average mom. Welcome to Unapologetically Unmedicated. I'm your host, Fierce Lizzie, and I am unapologetic when it comes to normal, physiologic, unmedicated birth. I want you to have your best birth because I know that an empowered birth leads to an empowered motherhood. If you want to be the boss of your birth and do birth your way, it's time to get informed, educated, and empowered. Everyone wants to know like the tips and tricks, like how do I get this type of birth, or what's the best way to do that, or give me the trick for going unmedicated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And while there is value in asking these questions, especially like compared to not asking any questions at all, which is actually what a lot of moms do, is they don't question anything. Now, that's the worst thing you could do. And there is values in these tips and tricks, but it's kind of like the best way to compare this is to compare it to like losing weight, because there are so many tips and tricks to losing weight, right? But the thing is, the tip that works for me might not be the tip that works for you. We could get to the same end result, or we could both reach success doing completely different things, right? And with anything, like it's never the quick fix. It's never the instant gratification, the one and done solution that ends up getting long-term results, that ends up getting high quality results. It's more of an all-in approach or a holistic approach, or it's more of a system than like individual kind of tips and tricks. And the same thing applies to your birth. And so it doesn't lie in the tips and tricks. There is value there. There is importance in knowing these things, but the power lies in taking radical responsibility. So that is the one thing that will change your birth experience, is you taking ownership over your birth by taking ownership over your pregnancy, by taking ownership over your prenatal care, by taking ownership over your birth education, all of it, right? Now, interestingly enough, taking responsibility of your birth is a really radical move. Now, let's talk about the word radical for a second, because when I had the Radical Moms Union on the podcast, I was like, what does radical even mean? Like, besides being like radical dude, like really cool, like what does it mean beyond that? So let's look at it. The definition of radical means relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. Far-reaching or thorough. So the fundamental nature of taking responsibility, a very thorough way of taking responsibility would be radical responsibility, right? It also means advocating, or, which I thought was really cool because we talk about advocating a lot, advocating or based on thorough or complete political or social change. And really, that's what we're doing, especially our moms having unmedicated hospital wars. We are really going against the status quo, going against what's socially acceptable. That is radical. Taking responsibility of your birth and even leaving the system, that's radical, right? taking responsibility of your birth within that hospital system and doing it your way is also really radical, right? It's going really against kind of what's socially acceptable. Now, some synonyms of the word radical is thorough. We've said that a couple times. Thorough, absolute, comprehensive, like as in taking full control. Some other synonyms include free thinker and extremist, which I was like, okay, that's perfect. That's what we want. We don't want you to just be another mom going through the assembly line version of birth. You want to be a free thinker. You want to be making your own decisions. And when I think of being radical, I really do think of going against the status quo and like, hello, that's what we need to be doing in our birth, regardless of if we're in the hospital or at home or a birth center, regardless of if we're going unmedicated or not, we should be in control because that's how you have a really great birth experience that feels good to you, that you can look back on and feel satisfied with and know that you were in control and you did everything you could to make it the best experience for you, the safest experience for you, the most positive experience for you and for your baby. Now, I am so sure you have a really deep understanding of responsibility, what that means. Having responsibility, taking responsibility, like we know what that means. But I did look up synonyms for that too, and I was actually really surprised because the three synonyms that stuck out to me were authority, control, and power. I was like, wow, like those are literally words I use all the time. I'm like, you're the authority in the room. You can take control of your birth. Like you have more control than what anyone tells you. And you get to hold the power. And what is a truly empowering birth? And it all ties into taking responsibility. So who do you want to have control in your birth? Like who do you want to be the one in control during your birth? Like, duh, myself, right? Who do you want to have control over your body and your baby? You? Or do you want someone else to have that control? It's just a no-brainer. Like, of course I want to be in control. And this is what I talk about when I talk about having an empowered birth. We talk about the word empower a lot on the podcast here and there. And it truly means that you hold the power. Being empowered means you have the authority. Same when you take radical responsibility. They're really one in the same. And actually, we do have an episode on the podcast on taking radical responsibility with Rebecca Richardson, and it is episode 63. I'll link to it in the show notes, but she shares 5 ways that like you can set a really solid foundation for taking radical responsibility as the woman of your family. So it applies to birth, but it also just applies to being like the keeper of your home and of your family. So why is radical responsibility needed? Well, I will give you several examples. And I'm sure if you just stop for a second, if you were to like pause this and think of why, we would be on the same page because I'm sure you've heard some of these before. It is needed because of phrases like this. Let's just do a cervical check. Or, oh, you need to be induced. Or, I'm not comfortable with that. Or, go do these labs and then make your next appointment. Or, you know what? We need to do another ultrasound because you're 30 weeks. Okay, who is in control here? Because a mom who has heard any of these phrases or anything similar was literally just told what to do, as if she is a child. It's very much giving the vibes of like, because I said so. This is why radical responsibility is needed, because this is the default, unfortunately. Most hospitals are not giving you a lot of options, or if they are giving you options, they're giving you like options like you give a toddler. Like, oh, would you like broccoli or carrots? Like two options that fulfill the goal of the person giving you the options to make you feel like you have some control, when those really aren't all of the options, right? And the hospital is really used to moms not knowing anything and moms coming in and honestly wanting to be told what to do. So even a hospital who a staff member or even the hospital culture, like even if they don't want to be coercive or manipulative, like they're not trying to be malicious. It's just how it is. Moms come in and they're like, I don't know what to do. What should I do? I don't know how to handle this. Like, I don't even, like, women like go in to have their pregnancies confirmed, even though like, I'm sure you knew you were pregnant before maybe you even took a test, right? Yet we go in and we ask someone else to confirm that we're pregnant. That's the standard, right? Moms want to be told what to do. And unless you shake things up and let it be known that like you are not that mom, that you actually don't want to be told what to do, then that will be you too. They will treat you like that. That's what the hospital is used to doing. Not necessarily in an evil, manipulative way again, right? But that's how the system operates. That is how the assembly line goes through. So unless you ask for something different, that's what you're going to get. So how is taking radical responsibility going to change your birth? Now, I actually just had a call recently with an Academy mom. If you don't know, when you join my birth program, not only do you get a comprehensive childbirth education, like curriculum, lessons that you can watch self-paced, you get all access, but we also have Q&A calls every week. And then we also have something that's called the 36-week helpline, where you, once you hit 36 weeks, you can RSVP to these sessions, and they are usually small group, or sometimes moms get lucky and it's just a one-to-one call. And it's a great time for you to just get your questions answered, to talk through what's going on, to just talk to someone that like understands what kind of birth you want and isn't calling you crazy for wanting it. So I recently had one of these calls and my client said like, oh, we're not just going to go blindly trust someone just because they're a medical professional. And that mindset is like the halfway to success right there. That's taking radical responsibility. That is, you know, that's going to look like asking the medical provider, well, what do you think? Like, what in your clinical experience, like, what do you see? And using that as a tool, along with your own preferences and wants and your own research outside of this one medical professional, and then you making a decision, right? But that mindset of I'm not just going to blindly trust is 50% of getting a truly empowered birth. Knowing that you need to take radical responsibility, that it's not just because one provider said it, you're doing it. No way. We're not doing that, sis, right? Our birth feels empowering when we are in control, when we are the decision makers, when we give it 100% and didn't like half-ass it. This isn't like, I'm gonna talk about my sourdough again. This isn't like my sourdough where I get to like try again each week if it doesn't come out very good, which it didn't come out very good this last time. I think I over bulk fermented it. I don't know. It's not like that. Okay. Where you get to just do another one and fix your mistakes in a couple days. This is your birth. You're only giving birth maybe 1, 2, 3 times in my case. You will retell this story every year for the rest of your life. And you deserve for it to be amazing. And you deserve to have zero regrets about how it went. Too many moms, myself included, I'm raising my hand here, but too many moms have come to me and said, I wish I would have known. Do not let that be you. Take the time to get informed. Take radical responsibility and take that on as your responsibility. Take on getting informed as your responsibility so you can know it's being done the right way. Our hospital model does not inform us. Not all home birth midwives are truly informing us. That is on you. Okay. So let's talk about, I'm going to give you 4 steps to get you started in taking radical responsibility of your birth and like the areas that you need to get informed in. Okay. So 1 is to learn about birth, learn about home birth, learn about undisturbed birth. That's what I mean by home birth. Like learn how birth works, how birth actually works when your body and your intuition are running the show. Because it's not the same as some arbitrary hospital routine protocol that is rooted in research done by men in the 1920s. Okay. It's like some of it's really outdated practice. So learn about birth and how birth actually can look, not just how it looks in the hospital, not just how it looks in the movies, not just how your friend's birth went down, how birth actually works. 2 is to learn about all of your options in birth from 1, the options like that you have in choosing a provider and a birthplace, all the way through the end, the options you have when it comes to like delayed cord clamping and skin to skin or newborn procedures, right? The biggest mistake I made with my second birth was just choosing the most convenient provider. I had an insurance at that time where I could actually like pick and choose who I wanted. The only time I've ever had that with my first and my last, it was like whoever you get right in the group and you can't go outside of the network. With my second, I chose the most convenient provider who happened to be an OB in town instead of just looking at my options. And seeing that there was a freestanding, amazing birth center just 40 miles away. How different my birth would have been if I just knew that option existed. And honestly, I'm still paying for that mistake today. I literally just had this conversation with another mom about running. I have pelvic floor issues. I haven't done pelvic floor PT. I should go do it. But I blame that second birth because I did coached pushing so hard that I broke every blood vessel in my face. And it doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. You have to know your options though. You have to know that maybe there's a birth center that's an option. Maybe home birth is an option for you. Or at the very least, understand the pushing stage and that you don't actually have to push. And you definitely don't have to push so hard that you break all the blood vessels in your face. 3, staying low risk. Staying low risk is going to help you keep control of your birth. Now you can do this in two ways. You can do this by taking really good care of your body and your nutrition. And I actually go over this in the birth prep class. If you haven't signed up for it yet, it's totally free. I actually am releasing a new birth prep class next week. So actually, I will put the birth prep class link to be the waitlist. And then as soon as the new recording goes live, you'll get it straight to your inbox. Okay. So birth prep class, if you haven't watched it yet, or if you want to see the new version of it, go sign up. It's totally free. And staying low risk. So that's one way. Stay low risk by taking care of your body and doing certain things with your nutrition. And you can also stay low risk by avoiding unnecessary interventions and avoiding medications in your pregnancy and birth. And the best way to stay low risk is to stay as close to Mother Nature's birth as possible, because that's how you're going to remain in control. Because what happens is when you just barely dip your toes into like the medicalized route or just a few interventions that don't seem like they're going to mess up your birth, you actually increase your risk a little bit there, and you could potentially lose a little bit of freedom in your birth plan, because now you've kind of entered into this medicalized route and you have to consider like mitigating this little bit of higher risk with like more monitoring or more interventions. Okay. This can look like so many things. I wanted to give you an example. Actually, let's go ahead and do an example right now. Let's talk about a quick example. The third trimester ultrasound seems harmless. I get to see my cute baby that I'm like dying to meet that I haven't seen since the 20-week anatomy scan. And so you're like, yeah, sure. Let's do that. Let's do that ultrasound. Well, that was an unnecessary intervention. You actually don't need to do an ultrasound in the third trimester for low risk moms. I mean, if there was something that they were looking for, that you were showing signs, by all means, then maybe that's a needed ultrasound. But just to check on the size of the baby, just because you're in the third trimester, that is unnecessary. And what happens a lot of times is now we've done this ultrasound and now your baby is big and we should induce. That's just one option that could happen. There's other options that can happen after a third trimester ultrasound. Whereas if you didn't have that third trimester ultrasound, you would have just went on being pregnant and labor would have started on its own and no one would have pressured you for an induction. Okay, so avoiding unnecessary interventions is one way that you, well, by taking radical responsibility, you would know exactly when you want those interventions and exactly when you don't want those interventions. And you can choose the option that is more in line with staying in control of your birth and staying low risk, right? And staying on your path to an unmedicated birth. All right, and then the last one, number four, is build the support team that respects your autonomy. The support team that is going to actually work with you as a team. Really, every person on your support team is a team player in you taking radical responsibility. So they're not like trying to take that away from you or trying to make you feel like you're wrong or that you shouldn't be making certain decisions just because XYZ, right? That means your partner is on the same page as you. And your partner is ready to be your number one support person. It also means that hopefully your provider is also on the same page as you and ready to be your number one support person. And hopefully that also means your location is in line, right, with what you want and is on the same page with you being the one, being the authority in the room, which you should be. Everyone should know that you have the final say, regardless of what setting you're in. But unfortunately, that's not always how it feels in many situations. Even some home birth midwives will make it seem like they're the authority, because they have the liability and they have the medical license, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So those are four tips to help you take radical responsibility and be in control. So let me just run through them real quick. Learning about how birth actually works, learning all of your options from pregnancy through your newborn, all the birth in between too. Three is staying low risk so that you can stay more in control. And number four is the right support team that respects you being the decision maker. And don't worry, I am not going to leave you high and dry. I know this seems like a lot that you need to like get informed on and learn about in a lot of areas that you need to take responsibility in. These four steps are exactly the steps I take you through in my program so that you can be in control. You can hold the power, and so that you have the confidence to do that and do it unapologetically. This is made for you people-pleasing moms, especially those moms who do not like confrontation, because that was me. And as you work through, you will gain the skills and practice taking radical responsibility, and you'll be able to do that without fear, without questioning yourself, and without feeling like you're the only one doing these things this way and that like maybe you're crazy, because you're not. And if you want a community of women who are unapologetically taking control of their birth, taking radical responsibility, and you want to work with me each week, you want a comprehensive birth education specifically for going unmedicated in the hospital setting, let's do it. If you enjoyed this episode, I know you're going to love my birth program. Unmedicated Academy is a comprehensive birth education that is not only going to have you feeling prepared, educated, and confident for your birth, but you'll also walk away knowing all of your options, all of your birthrights, and have killer advocacy skills so that you hold the power in your birth. The podcast is just a little taste of what you'll get inside the program. Are you ready to go all in? You can learn more about Unmedicated Academy at fiercelizzie.com/academy.